I was actually on my way to work, which is just across the street from the Parliament buildings, and which is facing the War Memorial where the first shooting happened. So I came across the scene as paramedics were performing CPR on the fallen soldier, Corporal Nathan Cirillo. I watched him receive CPR and get loaded into an ambulance, and we later learned that he died from his injuries.
Now, what happened subsequently inside the Parliament?
After that, police told us later that a shooter, and we don't know if it was more than one, we're just going on the basis of one at this point, got into a car, we believe, and made his way to the Parliament buildings and was carrying a rifle or a shotgun, walked through the main door somehow, and began shooting in the Parliament buildings. And then he was killed by our sergeant-at-arms, Kevin Vickers.
How close did that shooter, if it was just one man, get to the room where the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, was speaking?
Very close, we believe. So he entered Parliament as all the political parties were meeting in their weekly caucus meetings. He would have been just feet from the room where the Prime Minister speaks on a weekly basis. And that room, while guarded by security guards, is open. So he could have very well have found that room and walked in.
Do the police know who they're dealing with?
Police know the name of one suspect who was killed, Michael Zahaf-Bibo. He is a 32-year-old Canadian-born man. We know he's been in trouble with the law before. He's had some drug possession and robbery charges and has lived in various cities across Canada, including Vancouver, Calgary, and Montreal. Other than that, Mr. Zahaf-Bibo had posted a photo on an ISIS-linked website. Now, this has not been confirmed by Canadian authorities, but this is the photo that is circulating widely. And the Prime Minister, in his statement tonight, did reference terrorist links and potential accomplices.
Tell us about this attack on Canadian soldiers at the start of the week on Monday, and whether the police think there's any link.
This is the second attack on a Canadian soldier this week, which is quite remarkable for our country. Police have not made the direct link, and they haven't commented as to whether the suspect in today's case is one of 90 people who are under RCMP, that's our mounted police, under surveillance for terrorist activities. And we expect to find out more about that today. But it's hard not to make the link. How can we not make the link when this is the second incident of potentially a lone person murdering a soldier in broad daylight in our country?
The attack on Monday was literally two soldiers having a car driven at them. Do the police know anything about the man who drove that car?
Yes, he was a 25-year-old man who had been sitting in the parking lot of this Service Canada station in Quebec for a couple of hours. And we know that he was under surveillance and that police had been in touch with his family. Police believe he had been radicalized. His passport had been seized, and he had been prevented from traveling to Syria, where he wanted to fight with ISIS. And this man ran over, like you say, the two soldiers, and he was later killed as well by police.
And one of the soldiers died. Now, is the line being taken? Is the assumption that everybody is working on, in the police are working on, that these attacks were linked to the fact that Canada has joined the campaign against Islamic State fighters who've taken over parts of Iraq and Syria?
That is definitely one of the working theories, and it makes the most sense. I know the suspect in Monday's case, Martin Rouleau, had posted on social media various comments about Canada's role abroad. We'll be learning more about today's suspect in the coming days, but we do know that Canada has joined this fight against ISIS, and now we have two incidents in our country. So the link has been made.
Prime Minister Harper said that the country would not be intimidated by violence in a broadcast to the nation after the shootings in Ottawa. How much of a shock to both the politicians and the people of Canada have these attacks come?
This is a huge shock. When I was at a memorial today, people were beside themselves, terrified for their lives, thinking that there was a gunman on the loose, thinking they were going to get killed. This is a peaceful country, and especially Ottawa, where most of the action is political. We don't have a lot of crime here. So to have a major incident like this where a soldier is killed, a gunman enters our parliament, it is very, very shocking. And you could tell just by, the way everyone on the street was reacting today that no one could believe what happened.